This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Mike, let's make a promise that today, no matter what, we're gonna have fun.
I promise. We promise. We were getting ready, but I wasn't timing. I feel like I've seen that entire movie because I've seen TikToks. You can eventually, if you don't see a movie or like a big piece of pop culture, whatever, you could get all the good parts if you watch TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is a song all about it. TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok in the clock.
TikTok in the club.
TikTok
in the club.
TikTok. TikTok. TikTok.
I noticed you're on your phone in the club. You're not dancing. Girl, what you doing? Girl. Girl. Girl, what you doing? She on TikTok.
I'm TikTok, TikTok.
Why you at the club? 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 Let me ask you a question, girl. Real quick. Why you in the club?
It's Thursday. Don't you work tomorrow?
It's Thursday. You can watch TikTok at home, girl. All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. You can watch TikTok at home. Don't watch it in the club.
I didn't think we were doing sponsors this early, but this is a PSA.
This episode's brought to you by using TikTok in the club.
It's a PSA about why you shouldn't do it.
Hey, guys. What's up? Dude, let's just drop this right on the top of the show. You're about to go back on the road with Olin Rogers.
What date is it?
It is
March 10. When the show goes
up. Damn. Okay, hold on.
This is March.
It'll be March 18.
18. Man, did I have such a good time so far on the road with Olin Rogers. Thank you. That's loud. Mm-hmm, I can't be the only one who hears it. Mm-hmm. Dude, March 18th tonight. I'm going to wait until the so loud audience members subside. I'm going to say March 18th tonight. Me and there they are at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. And I know for a fact we haven't sold it out unless something miraculous happened in the past. Hey. So, yeah, me too. So you got to come Gramercy Theater tonight, New York City, 7. March 24th, me and Olin Rogers at Milwaukee. March 25th, Chicago. And then March 26th, I'm in Coachella Valley.
Ooh.
You been there?
No, but I know that's where they have Coachella.
Great guess. That's where they did Woodstock.
I know that's where Woodstock happened. The first one.
They did the Family Values Tour in Coachella Valley.
That was the first Warped Tour over there at Coachella.
Please welcome.
Good night.
Does he?
Girl. But like the reason why I bring this up, other than it being a completely organic way to promote Mike's and Olin's tour,
was very nice.
Was because this is the second episode of Dynamic Banter we're recording in a week.
Yes.
It's two episodes in a week. Yes. It's kind of a rare deal, but it's nice.
Dynamic Banter takes 1 week to make. Mm-hmm. and sometimes you can't rush it. So today's episode might just be banter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From soup to nuts.
Dude, I thought you were going to go down a list of things we might talk about on a podcast that was just regular and bland.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to be like, from soup to shoelaces. We'll talk about
from
everything.
From soups to scoops. This is our new show, Soups to Scoops. Soups to Scoops with Terry and Terry.
Today we have a nice hot piping bowl of stew.
Mm-hmm.
And two scoops of Mama's House vanilla ice cream.
Well, you know I'm excited about today's show, Terry, because I'll tell you what we're having is...
Oh, you're doing your drum roll. You must be introducing something big time.
Speaking of, sorry to go off track, but we've got shirts in the shop if you guys want to get them.
Oh my goodness, the soup shirts are ready. Show everyone in the world. You're part of the Soup Squad with your new shirt and the website.
We're part of the Soup Squad, and you guys love it when I do my little drum roll, so we decided to make a shirt that says digga 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 with a really excited face of Terry on the back. Because he loves it.
And you see me on the back smiling big because he's doing the drum roll.
You want to see him? Do you want to see Terry smile even bigger? Today's soup is corn chowder. Biggest smile I ever seen.
You want to know how I got these scars?
You want to know how I got these smiles?
Smiling too hard. Because today's it was corn chowder.
You know, you want to know how I got this smile? The corn chowder. Jackpot. Dude, you like corn chowder?
What? I like a lot of, yeah.
I like corn chowder. I have a corn chowder. I was thinking about it last night, actually, corn chowder.
You were talking about corn chowder.
I tweeted something at like 3 a.m. Can I tell you what it is?
Please, God, put me to rest.
I was up. You up? And I tweeted, this was 8 hours ago, Mike.
Can you do the voice to text?
Yeah, you want to do it?
Man, that's almost never... Dude, I do voice to text to see if I spell everything correctly.
Just to
and
listen.
It's never not funny.
It's never not funny. All right, here's my tweet from... It was at 1:42 a.m.
Sucks you can't get creamed corn at 2 a.m.
It does, doesn't it, robot?
And it's sitting at a hard 90 likes. One retweet.
We're propped up on about 90 likes.
Someone's holding up my life on 90 likes.
Put me at 3 D's.
Dude, get me up there. Come on, let's go 3 digits. You know what I'll do, dude? It's 10:34 a.m. I'm going to retweet it.
We have a new t-shirt that says 3 digits to celebrate when Terry got 102 likes on his tweet about corn chowder.
Well, I love corn chowder, and I love it so much that I could probably suck it down my nose.
Love it so much, I would want to dig it into my body painfully.
Another way. I want to taste it. I love it so much, I want to explore other options of it entering my body.
I love corn chowder so much that I wish someone else could taste it for me.
Dude, don't you even tell me what they thought about it. Dude, isn't having sex with someone just seeing what it's like having them in some other part of your body? I'd like to meet, it's like nice to meet you, and then like maybe a day later you're like, I want to see what it would be like if you were in some part of my body.
But it wasn't, there was no real attraction.
No,
you're just like, let's see what
let's
you
see
feel
what
like.
That feels like. Yeah, because like as any, I'm sure there's someone that was so bored they were like, man, I love beans, but what if other parts of my body want it too because I love it so much.
But I think you'd love beans because of your where your taste
you can
buds
taste
are.
It, yeah.
Yeah. What if our taste buds were somewhere else?
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Of course we talk about soups and scoops. Today's scoop is vanilla hazelnut ice cream.
Mmm, and you know we love it with a little drizzle of caramel sauce, don't we?
And you know, Terry said something really nice to me the other day that really made me think about he break the table.
You know?
Gear up. You do a spin.
You know?
Terry was telling me the other day while we were having a delicious scoop of chocolate malted crunch at the Thrifties in Pasadena.
I'll never forget it. A big up to Thrifties.
Terry said, what if your taste buds were somewhere else on your body?
I did say that. And what did you say back to me that night?
I said, I guess it would make your penis a little tastier in my butthole.
Talking about how special it is that people listen to this show because it's not really about it.
Dude, can I ask you something?
Dude, if you listen to this show, you had to think, at least in some point in your life, that what we just said was kind of funny.
Yeah.
About having taste buds in your butt.
In your rectum. And you know, some people do butt chug stuff. You heard about this. Butt
yes,
chugging was
I don't
huge...
understand it.
Well, I guess the
scientist hands.
Let's do scientist hands. The inside of your rectum.
Uh-huh.
The anal walls.
Got it.
The inside.
Yeah.
The walls are really like, they're absorbent. They go straight, whatever you put in there will go straight to your bloodstream.
So you're just trying to get drunk fast.
Yeah, yeah. That's so why. It's a very absorbent, that's why sometimes you could put pills in there. You ever wish you could go inside and have a smell?
No. Nope. Never, not once.
Let's call my mom.
We'll be right back.
I love you, Mom. My mom listens to every fucking episode of this show. It's so... I had to stop caring a while ago.
We have to...
No, we don't
on
have
a cruise
to.
Or something. I know.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Let's send her and Brett on a cruise so they can talk about dynamic banter.
Yeah.
And they'll call it talking banter.
Yes.
What a great idea.
That
anyway.
That other guy got replaced by your mom.
So yeah, so if you put alcohol up in there, it goes straight. It's like an instant. It's like a real. And the crazy part is like you're not feeling yourself really like getting full, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, you could drink a dangerous amount of alcohol and get like crazy alcohol poisoning that way.
Can I tell you something that I also don't advise
yes.
for anyone to do on this? Did I ever talk about Chili Willies on this podcast?
I don't know.
Me and my friend Chris used to do what we called Chili Willies, where we would take a shot glass and I don't even really drink anymore, by the way. I have maybe 1-2 drinks a month.
Yeah, yeah. I rarely
but when
see
I was
you drink.
A younger man, it's just not my thing. So you take a shot glass and you turn it over where there's like a little dip in the glass and you put some alcohol in there and you snort it. Chili Willies.
Whoa.
And it was stupid.
Yeah.
And I have a joke about it right now. And it's very funny.
What
can't
is
give it?
It
away.
Let's hear it. We can't hear it.
It's about, I think I've said it on the show before.
Erotic
dog. It is erotic.
Have you said it on the show?
I think I have.
Well, I don't remember it.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Come see me.
But so would it hurt real bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We would do like fruity drinks.
Yeah.
Like Bacardi raspberry or like Bacardi limon.
Isn't it funny how like, did you ever do that? We probably talked about this too. We're reaching a point where an entire show will be a repeat of things we said with us confidently not knowing we've said it.
And that's fun in its own way.
It is fun in its own way.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the snorting pixie sticks thing?
We've never, talked about this. I remember in middle school kids doing it. My friend Ryan.
You saw people do it.
My friend Ryan would bring a bag of loose
just the powder
of loose Kool-Aid mix.
Oh, fuck.
And kids would snort that.
When he'd be like, give me a quarter, you could snort my... And he'd stick his...
Yeah.
Some, one of the kids would stick his pinky in it. Yeah. Rub it in his gums.
Wildberry blast.
That's some good shit. Where'd you get this shit? And the guy goes, my mom got it from Ralph's.
You got strong Annaberry in that bang bang.
Would your mom bring this home from the grocery store last night? This is fresh.
Well, your mom got a coupon with swimming.
And I got a whole cupboard full of it back at home.
My mom shops at BJ's. I could have you floating for a year and a half.
My mom works the same time the Kool-Aid guy comes and he stocks the Kool-Aid at the grocery store.
We ain't got no more walls in my house.
They call it Ka, because K-A Kool-Aid. You got the Ka?
You got Ka?
Yeah, dog, what flavor you want, dog?
Let's go on the in the underneath the bleachers. I'm gonna care.
You got Dude, but we did that. We snorted it. I mean, you know, you did it, but then you like instantly regretted it, and then you never did it again, right?
I snorted salt at a Wendy's once.
Yeah.
On a dare.
Because look.
And it was the goddamn worst.
I get it from a parent's perspective. You don't want your kids doing that.
You are so brave to make
sense. Thanks, man. Listen, hot take coming in. You guys got your flame retardant outfit on? What's the time code? This one's going to go on the next record.
You don't want your kids snorting stuff.
I don't think you want it.
No.
And you want to raise them in a way where they don't even try.
Yeah.
And it sucks because there's all sorts of outside stimuli that you have to protect your children from in order for them to not become that 12-year-old kid that's in the backyard with their friends and going like, you guys are snorting some pixie sticks.
You guys want a cat.
You don't want your kid to be the weird kid in the pool.
Yeah.
But how do you do it? There's nothing you can do about it.
I wonder at what age my parents were like, dude, I gotta call him. I want to call my parents.
Yeah, go for it. This is great.
How do you tee this up? At what age were you just like, he's gonna fucking
make some mistakes? Yeah, like what age was it where you're like, he's gonna light something on fire, and we could all die because
it was when I was starting lighting stuff on fire.
What could my child do to kill me?
They're in the void with Cooper. My parents. Did I wear this hoodie on the last episode? Do you remember?
I don't know.
They're always home. What could they be doing? It was nice today.
We decided
to go for a walk. God damn it.
Maybe she'll get back to you. Yes. But yeah, man, like you really want to be like, you really don't want your kid to be weird and be the one that brings the big bag of loose Kool-Aid. But you can't really prevent it. And all you can hope is that they don't do that forever. Mm-hmm. And it's a phase and they get right out of it.
Yeah. That was kind of the thing. I remember there were mistakes that I absolutely couldn't make. My dad was adamant about like, don't stick shit in the outlets.
Yeah. Don't. Oh yeah. That and, was like, a big one.
Deterred me by scaring the shit out. Whenever I went near the outlets, my dad would come right up to my head and go and it would freak. Nothing was worse than that.
Yeah.
So I grew up knowing don't ever do that.
Right.
Did I get electrocuted more than once? Yes.
Doing that? Touching the
outlet?
Doing
a similar thing. I remember I stuck my I had a lamp, a table lamp.
Yeah.
And I stuck my finger in. I was changing the light bulb.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at all that stuff in there.
There's so much stuff in there. Stuff I'd never seen before.
God damn. And always, if you change a light bulb, fucking unplug the lamp. And I
you get a little zazzle.
Got zapped.
A little zap.
And then one, the most famous time I got electrocuted was at the frozen yogurt place by Short Beach. I touched the neon sign. And you shouldn't do that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you shouldn't touch.
You touched just like the glass?
The glass, one of the, like the...
The glowing parts?
Connector parts.
Oh, the black part in between. Black part. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you got a little...
Was that Jimmy what Neutron. Was the worst of it? Do you remember which one was?
I think the lamp was worse. The the other one, the neon one, was bad because it was in public.
People were like, "Eh, fuck, dumb kid,
got him,
got him."
All the other families. That's why you don't do that.
You break it, you buy it.
I'm walking. I'm the next thing open. It's a soft serve cone.
The most unhappy kid holding an ice cream guy. Dude, all right. I want to talk about something. This I was going to bring this up on the last show, but we didn't have time. We talked about a lot of stuff on the last show.
Yeah.
I want to bust this wide open with you, man. I want to break this shit open. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Is it the wheels thing?
No, oh, no. Fuck God. The wheels thing.
Yeah, I'm out.
Honestly... It's too big. It's too big for us.
Yeah, we couldn't even do Tic Tacs.
No. We're not the guys. Yeah. We're not the guys for this wheel thing. but dude, no. You've seen these TikToks though. I don't know if you guys have seen them. I'm going to say it as if Mike hasn't seen them, but Mike has seen them.
Okay.
There are these TikToks where there's animals. Mm-hmm. Pets, dog, cat. Usually dogs or cats. And on the ground, there'll be these like little electronic buttons, like the ones you would press and it would go, "I'm going to come. Uh-huh. I'm going to come." Yeah,
that was easy.
Yeah, that was easy. Yeah, exactly. But they all say things like, "Mommy, milk, outside. Yeah, hungry."
All things a dog might want.
Maybe, sure. And, you know... People post a lot of videos of their cats. Like, my cat knows exactly what I'm saying at all times.
Yeah.
And my cat can communicate with me. And when it presses this thing, it's because it knows it's pressing a thing that will lead to them getting something.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to break this wide open.
Okay.
Because I'm of the camp that these fucking things don't work. This is not real. You can't teach a dog or a cat English. I think you can teach them commands, that very like short commands that they'll remember because they got treats for it. And that's the same way you get them to learn these things, is you give them treats and then eventually they like, it's a Pavlovian response.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think they understand what they're hearing.
I think the only disconnect, are you done?
Yes.
I think the only disconnect is that they don't know that it's English. They have no concept of like what
language.
That is.
Language, yeah.
But they hear, they press a button.
It sounds a certain way.
And it sounds a certain way and they know where the button is. So it's like they are communicating with English, but they don't know that it's English.
Right.
They just know that's the spot on the floor you press when you want to get
touched.
That's
what I'm saying. And I think that's all we're seeing. Is that they know the space on a thing to touch to get a thing, but it takes a really long time for them to figure it out. And the sound it makes doesn't matter.
I think the sound it makes does matter.
You think so?
But I think the sound it makes, the benefit of it is the viewer of the video.
Yeah.
Because to the viewer, me and you, it looks like the dog is talking.
Right.
So that's what I think.
That's an entertaining aspect. And I think that's what makes it fun. And that's why there's a billion TikToks of it. But I don't think it's real. I don't think it's a real way to communicate with
animals. What about the ones where they're like the kid or the dad or whatever goes away to work?
And it goes, "Miss Daddy, Miss Daddy, Miss Daddy." Over and over again.
I guess I'll just read or something.
When the fuck is Daddy coming home?
He worked late all last week.
Daddy cheating. Daddy cheating. Daddy cheating.
The dog is like,
Like staring. Yeah. And here's the thing. I've had dogs. I've owned dogs. Uh-huh. And there's definitely like, and I know people are like, this is bullshit because I say, if I even whisper the word outside.
Yeah.
My dog goes nuts. Uh-huh. And like grabs the leash, runs over to me and like wagging tail. Yeah. Let's go outside.
So sound is important. They know that.
But I don't think, I think. This whole world is so fascinating to me because I'd love to be able to know without a shadow of a doubt that we could communicate with animals uh-huh. in a way that doesn't require like endless training and like, you know, a bunch of time and effort to like get them to like communicate with you.
Well, we're two like completely different species of, yeah. of thing.
Right.
So it's like unless our brain is equal and we like evolved the same way, we wouldn't understand the same thing.
I'd like to try and experiment with the people who are convinced that their dogs can understand them, can understand their language, because I think there's a difference. Because if you say to your dog, if all you have to say is outside and your dog goes nuts,
yeah,
my theory is that it's because of the way you're saying it. So if you're like,
I guess I
want to go outside. It's hearing Kumayai.
Yeah.
Kumayai.
Yeah.
And they're like, go. Like, and I think you could be like,
I'm going to go outside.
You could be like, mass genocide. And they'd be like,
yeah, but they don't, their brains aren't developed enough to know all the same concepts.
Totally. That we have. I'm just saying that people believe your dog is understanding you.
Yeah.
But if you said genocide instead of outside.
Yeah, but it does. It has nothing to, it doesn't know what that is.
Right. But what my point is that I think an inflection
uh-huh.
is something that they can kind of like tune in on.
Yeah.
But the word doesn't matter. So in reference to these like, mommy, cheating, mommy. Yeah. Cheating.
I think there's like specific tones and sound, like when they train like yeah. police dogs, they do it in like German,
yeah,
because it's like very like terse.
It's not a common thing you'd hear around here,
but it's the same thing. Like we understand more concepts, but I understand you through sounds that you're making.
Right.
Like the only reason I know it's English is because some old bat told me it was English. You know?
Right.
And I just believe that.
Right.
So we're all just pressing buttons on the phone. They could just understand less things, but yeah. We're all kind of, it's still communicating.
Yeah. I guess it's like, yeah, sure. Because at the end of the day, the end result is the same, regardless of the communication aspect.
Maybe not the exact same, but it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Between two species. And if you think about it, like overall, pretty easy to train a dog.
Yeah,
to do something.
To do simple like, things.
Do a thing, and then you'll have a little piece
if
of food.
If you just do that for like a week, they'll get it.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah, you know, that's like practice makes perfect and shit.
Yeah.
They're smart enough to learn these commands and stuff.
Yeah.
I just think that when you've got a cat that's like, milk, milk, milk,
do
milk.
Cats do it?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Because look, I'd love for someone who's way smarter than me to be like, actually, they kind of get it.
Yeah.
But I would love to learn that. Like, that's why I'm like, let's bust this wide open. Let's see what the fucking story is.
With the ceiling being our level of understanding
yes,
of anything.
Which would be very easy. Dude, last night I went to this like Star Trek. This is so tangential, but I went to this Star Trek event and there were NASA scientists there. Like JPL, NASA, like the guy that worked on the Mars rover was there.
Yeah.
That like these are like Herculean. These are like real life superheroes like type people.
Yeah.
They dedicated their lives to science and the pursuit of knowledge of the unknown and shit. Really cool shit. And I was like, man, there's those guys and then there's us. They're so smart.
Yeah.
And at one point, me and my friend were talking about aliens or UFOs or something. And one of the NASA guys was like listening to us. And I was like, hold on. I was like, this must be torture for you to listen to normal brain people talk about shit that is your life that you got a PhD for.
Right.
Like, and he was like, no, it's actually kind of fun to like listen to like people talk about this.
And just to know that there's people with brains like yours that are still alive.
It's fun. It's like when you watch reality TV, like to watch idiots say stupid shit.
What would you guys think about spinning around for $10,000?
Dude, I was like, I straight up asked one of the NASA guys. I was like, what's up with all this UFO activity, man? Like, for real, what do you got? Like, what do you think? And he's like, dude, you've seen like 4K high res shots of like animals that you don't see every day. Like you see like beautiful, gorgeous, picturesque, museum quality images of animals that are the rarest animals on the earth, right? and we are able to capture them now. It's such crisp, perfect quality. And all of the UFO shit is blurry as fuck.
Yeah.
Looks like shit. He's like, we have the technology to like capture anything now.
Right.
And we still don't really have...
It's all cell phone pictures.
He's like, everything we have is like shitty stuff. So it's really hard to believe if any of it's real, right? Yeah. From that alone.
Yeah.
Because of all of the like stuff we've captured in 4K at this point. And I was like, okay, interesting perspective.
And think about like abductions and stuff.
Yeah.
Think about how fast anyone
from
across the country, middle America, coastal people, southern, northern... Everyone is like nose to fucking you know, most people will
like have high quality cameras just like right there,
higher quality than generations had in like film,
and in the film industry.
And you don't really hear about like getting abducted by aliens anymore.
Where's the footage of being inside of a spaceship? I left my phone in my bathroom. Dude, but that was a really interesting perspective from a NASA scientist, right? Yeah, you're like, these are the guys that are like right up in it. But also like, would they tell us? I don't know. Would they tell civilians at a party?
After you showed how big your brain was with that other conversation.
Exactly. They're like, this guy can't handle shit. Which brings me to the next point he said, which was very, even more
interesting. So recycling's not real.
COVID's not real. COVID didn't happen. I'm like, oh no! We can't have them in NASA! We can't have them in NASA! We're fucked!
I bet there are.
Yeah, it takes all kinds. I don't know.
I bet they're like, we talk about space here.
You know what? Right. You leave the politics, leave the everything out of
this. This is space's house.
This is space! I'd like to think that if you're the type of person that would dedicate your life to science... And get a fucking PhD, which is not nothing, like not easy to get. Takes a lot of work and effort and money and all that shit.
Sure.
All the things that not everybody has. And I'd like to think that if they dedicated their lives to science, that science matters more to them than like anything.
Probably.
And that in science, we know certain unbreakable truths.
Yeah.
About stuff, and I'd like to think that that's where they're all at. But anyway, so the second thing he said about aliens was he's like, in order to, so we can't see planets inhabited by life yet. I mean, we've seen like this or that, we've seen water, we've seen like little microorganisms or something, but we haven't seen like humanoid or like, we haven't seen aliens really yet. We can't see them from our telescope.
No Superman.
No society, no metropolises on different planets. Like we haven't seen any of that from where we're at.
Right.
And he's like, in order for aliens to come to us, they would have to be able to travel faster than the speed of light, which isn't really like possible in a craft for a humanoid to take off in.
Us even under our species to understand.
Right. So they're like, so if they have the technology to travel beyond the speed of light, we're never going to be able to comprehend what other type of technology they have.
Also, we would have to exist at the same time.
Right.
Also, think about those like water microorganisms.
Yeah.
They are like, I know nothing about this.
Right.
They are that.
Yeah.
They're a little water microorganism. And we evolved to the point where we're this.
Yeah.
And we have like
we used conceptualized. To be
yeah, but like now we've evolved to the point where we can understand our
Sort of. As much as we have.
But
so
we
far.
Could like we can conceptualize like
a lot.
Ourselves. Yeah. Like we could think about ourselves.
We can ask existential questions.
So it feels like such a specific set of events would have to happen somewhere else for that to even
Yeah.
You know? Which and that's why God exists.
I mean, but that's the big argument, right? It's like, is it so perfect that it was just random? Or is it so perfect that it was by design?
Yeah.
And that's the big argument.
We could talk about this on a podcast.
We could, yeah. We should start a podcast.
I don't see no microorganisms.
About soup.
Selling Squarespace.
No, damn right. Speaking of, we should probably get to the ads. But he kept saying all this stuff about like, even if they've been here, even if we've seen aliens, he was saying that like their technology is so far beyond our understanding of technology.
Yeah.
That there's no way we'd ever see them probably.
You know what would be so funny? If that was 100% true and they're so advanced that they like, they don't even watch us on TV.
No.
Like, they watch us here.
Yeah.
And if there was an alien like here
listening
and understanding this conversation and like took off their cloaking shit for like
for a second. Went, oh, shit. And then went, boop. Yeah. Dude, imagine how that would blow your mind forever.
That would blow my Remember the shooting up in
That's that more than that.
Legitimately, I'd be like, whoa. That was kind of crazy.
There's no way.
If an alien was like,
just a second, and you got a good look at him.
Yeah, I'd be out.
Yeah.
I'd be out. I would drool for a long time.
I'd be like touching the air and be like, what did we.
And they'd be gone. They'd never watch you again after
And you'd never see them again.
No.
Dude, another real quick thing he said was like, I was like, I feel like Earth is like a tourist spot, and if we ever see aliens, it's because they're just like looking at us like a zoo, and then they take off. And the NASA guy went even further and said, I think our planet is a no visit zone.
Yeah.
And no visit, leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And don't let them leave either. So like keep everything as far away from them as possible.
They have to wear masks for each other.
Yeah. Like there's like an intergalactic force watching us.
Yeah.
And if we get beyond a certain point, they're just like
No.
Nope. You don't get to come out here where we have everything you've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Because you guys fucked your shit up. So bad.
Yeah.
We don't want that out here.
Yeah. Enjoy your 70 years.
All right. Let's do some ads, huh?
Dude, I'm going to say this as a little precursor for after the ads.
Mm-hmm.
I have something. I have information that I can't wait to talk to you about.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Exclusive?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm going to come right now. You ever in the club?
You wrote it? Don't visit.
Guys, first up, we got Squarespace. Love Squarespace. We use Squarespace. Mike's got a Squarespace site.
You're right. You're 100% right. MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace site. What are some of the things I like about it? Well, you can choose to have your website already look like an award-winning website from choosing an award-winning template from one of the many templates. Mm-hmm. Don't need to know how to design. Don't need to know all the coding stuff. Mm-hmm. It's plug and play. Anyone can have a beautiful looking website. Why would you need to do that? Because everyone needs their own little address on the internet, especially if you have a store or something like that. You need a place to call your own. Let me tell you something else. You ever have a problem with that website? 24/7 customer service.
Don't be in the club.
And they'll answer you 365 days a year. And they're very nice and very helpful. Steve?
Dude, I was streaming on platform and I mentioned Squarespace. just as a joke, because we were talking about naming this like horse. Like, what would we name it?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wouldn't it be great to name it Squarespace or something like that?
Yeah.
And that was it. It was just a throwaway mention. And someone in the chat just said, Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website.
Oh, that's perfect. That's
and
perfect.
It was so good. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
You know, we got it. We talk about Squarespace quite a bit. They're one of our oldest sponsors. And we you know, listen, we loyal.
Dude,
right?
Also, they've been supporting creator type people
for a long time,
years and years.
Yeah. Yeah, and we really respect that and love that. And yeah, so everything Mike said is true. You want to make a website super easy on your phone. You don't need to install anything. You want that 24/7 support for any question that you have about your site. It's all there. Analytics, social sharing, blogging tools. You can collect donations. You can do email campaigns. Everything you've ever wanted to do with a big, powerful website that you felt like you would never be able to do is possible with Squarespace. So, why don't you check it out, huh? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you went to squarespace.com for a free trial? And then when you're ready to launch, you can go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for that free trial. And when you want to launch that website, which you might want to if you're already there to look, go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your purchase, your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
You caught that last part where you said
We didn't like that. We didn't like when he went sounded like he wasn't well. What's worse than going to than leaving your home, Mike? Almost nothing.
I can't think of one thing.
I can't think of one thing. And here's the deal, man. Time is money. Every minute of the day, you're wasting your time.
How many monies in a day?
So many monies. Every minute can be money. So don't waste any minute ever with repeated trips to the post office. Oh my God!
Waste a minute.
With stamps.com, guys, you can skip the trip.
Skip the trip.
Focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process. So you can spend less time at the post office and more time making the money and making your customers happy. Skip the trip! Come on! We're not boning around anymore!
We were.
Not anymore! Because for more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. And Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. You don't need to leave your home. You can skip the trip. And, oh, you want us to make this tastier? You want us to let it sizzle in the oven so you can smell it all day? Maybe not the oven, but the crock pot is more like it.
You know what he's talking about.
Leaving things in the oven all day is probably not a great idea.
Don't leave things in the oven all day.
But here's something that's about as tasty as leaving something in the oven that you should. Discounts. Discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS, guys. Come on! You can't get that at the post office! So guys, why don't you stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com? You can sign up with the promo code BANTER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. With no long-term commitments or contracts. How nice is that? You're not locked into nothing.
Skip.
So skip the trip and go to stamps.com. Click that microphone at the top of the page and enter that code BANTER. Oh, you're going to get that 3-week trial, little boy.
I would have done it if you talked to me like my mom.
I wasn't interested until you talked down to me. Thank you, Stamps.
Skip.
Dude, Mike, how about this, man? I'm gonna change the music because this is really cool. Check this out. Dude, Warby Parker.
Nice.
It's been a bit, but we're back, baby. So we got Warby Parker. Man, I still got that those sunglasses, I think. Mm-hmm. Did you order your tri-home kit?
I ordered two. I bought one and I ordered a trial. Still have my trial.
I haven't returned my trial.
Lost my... Oh, gotta return your trial.
Gotta return your trial.
And I think either my other ones got swiped or I left them somewhere breakfast.
Oh, no.
But they were aviators and they were tight. And now I have like all black aviators.
Dude, no. I'm just like, Warby Parker has great options.
Dude, it was really good because I've never had sunglasses that are like... They're always too dark because I don't buy expensive sunglasses. And these are like, you look out and it's like a bright yellow, but it's not like abrasive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my eyes aren't like this all day in the dumb California sun. And I love it. I just need to keep not losing them. But listen, Warby, if you're listening, I would love one more pair of
Warby or Parker, whoever's listening.
Either one, if you're tuned in. And I could sure use at least a discount code.
Here's the thing with Warby Parker, too. Like, I've been wearing glasses since I was 5 years old.
Talk about it.
I was a little boy wearing glasses, little snotty fat kid eating Cheetos, wiping bugs all over the place.
Skip the trend.
And I gotta tell you, man, for the years and years and years, decades, that I would go to look for new glasses, I would always find like the most boring stuff.
Sure.
And then Warby Parker came out of nowhere like an angel swooping down to the yard with their freaking really cool looking glasses. And like, that's all you want. You want cool looking glasses. You want multiple pairs of glasses. Warby Parker's here for you for that exact reason. It's boutique quality eyewear at revolutionary prices. And Warby Parker offers eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. How about that? And they're committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. Oh, yeah. And glasses start at $95. Not bad. And that includes the prescription lenses. And you can try Warby Parker's free home try-on program, like Mike and I were talking about, where you can order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label, so you ain't got no excuses. And you can try those 5 free pairs at home for free at warbyparker.com/banter. And I'll tell you, ain't nothing better than putting those glasses down on your face, because if you got an online shop for glasses, which in this time, in this day and age, you want to skip the trip. So when you get those glasses in the mail and you can actually put them on your face, ooh, baby, ain't nothing better than it. And you know how they like, you like how it fits, you like how they look, you like how it feels, all that good stuff. And you get friends and family reaction on the glasses, whereas like, you know, you're like, what do you think these would look like on my face?
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys get it. You know what's up with Warby Parker. They got great glasses, great stuff. Why don't you try those 5 pairs of glasses at home for free? See what you like. Put 5 random ones in there. You looking for new glasses, new sunglasses? Get 5 sunglasses.
Put a pair in there that you don't think are you.
Yeah. Get crazy.
Get crazy.
And you know what? It's free. So try those 5 free pairs at warbyparker.com/banter. Help the boys out and go to warbyparker.com/banter and get those free glasses at home to try with no obligation to buy. But you better send them back! Thank you, Warby Parker.
Thank you.
Nice ads today.
Yeah. Smooth.
Smooth. So what do you got, man? You said you got something really exciting.
I read this tweet.
Okay.
This morning. And I'm gonna see. I wrote it down.
Okay.
I wrote down a tweet.
Okay.
I also retweeted it, so I'm gonna go to Twitter. Because I can't read my own handwriting.
That's fine.
So I'm gonna go to Twitter, MikeValzone.twitter. tiktok.com.
Now that the corn chowder's been sitting on a stoop, which is the way my mama used to do it.
Stoop chowder.
She put the hot chowder on the stoop.
She did. She had a stoop installed in her kitchen so she could let chowder cool by the stoop.
You do gotta shoo those seagulls away because the seagulls love a good chowder. They'll just come from nowhere. We were nowhere near the ocean. We had 16 seagulls trying to get our... trying to get at our chowder.
We just smash him with the stoop.
I threw a beer bottle at one of those seagulls, and I don't think it's going to get up again.
It's been there for 25 years. Are you familiar with stereo gum?
It's a familiar thing. What is it?
Stereo gum is a music blog.
Okay.
Okay, stereo gum tweeted this morning. Billy Joel biopic greenlit. Without the rights to Billy Joel's likeness, name, or music. And then Vince Mancini tweeted, everybody's talking about the new Fair County, but it's still whack-a-mole to me. And then I quote tweeted that and I said, we didn't fart the tire. Could you imagine how bad and great a biopic without any of the rights? The biopic to a famous musician without any of the things that made that guy famous.
Dude, can we? Is that even? Has that happened before?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's happened before. I don't want to see that. Who the fuck wants to see that?
I want
to
see it.
Dude, because here's the thing, man. Did you see that Elton John one? I forgot what it was called. But did you see the Elton John movie?
No.
The movie was whatever, but the music, man, you go for the music.
Yeah. Was Elton John's music not in it?
No, it was. And that's why, and I felt like it was the music that saved that movie for me. Like, I enjoyed hearing the music and seeing... It was like watching music videos for all your favorite Elton John songs.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why you go to see those fucking biopics in the first place.
Yes,
you're 100% Because you're like, I want to see new director music videos for all these wonderful songs.
Yeah.
If you take that out of the equation and you take the likeness out, you're like, hey, did you know this movie you were watching is about fucking Billy Joel?
No, I didn't. What?
Wait, it's almost over. What? I have no idea. Dude, you're into this? Uh-oh.
I don't care anymore, because it's mine.
This is my way to be.
Got a call from a guy that I used to know. He said, I didn't want to be in this country no more. I used to go to a store on the other side of town. Now I don't go there anymore.
Dude, imagine a bunch of people singing that, like the exact words you're saying. Because they love the song so much, it's that alternate version of the song.
Oh, fuck. Like, that's the one a generation of kids grows up on, too. If the movie does, like, because really,
they
want, really well.
They like the movie, yeah.
Play My Stuff by William My Cole. Play Scenes from a Chinese Restaurant.
Play Cello Guy.
Oh, play Downtown Chick by William Cole. You had to pick a big stuff, didn't ya? Now you have a hernia. Dude, the thing is, that dude has written so many unforgettable bangers.
Oh, yeah.
We're just like fooling around off the top of our heads. And there's like I've never, it's so rare to get an artist that has like several best of albums and none of them overlap.
Yeah.
And he has so many different, like, I love Billy Joel so much.
I love him so much. And a lot of people don't like him. A lot of people don't like him.
Why? Because he drank shoe polish.
Everybody goes through a hard time.
Dude, fuck. I don't know. I guess maybe people think he's maybe a little obnoxious, and his music is kind of like dad rock. But he's a New Yorker. It. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't always, you know, you're not always a dad.
No, no.
At some point, you're fucking.
Yeah. But like, you know, they call it, but it's kind of like dad rock because it's like everyone's dad loves Billy Joel.
I'll tell you who can play the hell out of a piano.
Billy Joel. Who's your go-to piano man? Well,
you can't say piano,
dude.
We can't say
piano. I can't. I love that you, in your joke version of this Billy Joel movie, where they can't do Billy Joel songs, they can play the song,
yeah,
but the words can be different.
The music is a little
the
different.
Music's okay.
Yeah.
You would just have to transpose. Oh, dude, that's
the karaoke version.
Remember when we used to listen to detuned songs?
Yeah.
Detuned Billy Joel. Let's see.
I don't care anymore.
Damn, how do we find those? What were those called?
Ask a Jeeves.
Or like Billy Joel. Oh, no. Billy Joel. Yeah. Remember
Billy Joel shredding.
Billy Joel shreds. No. It's Billy Joel minor key.
Because it's minor key.
Or major key.
Major key. It would depend on the song, because it would just have to be the opposite. It would be like Billy Joel, but in a minor key or something like that.
Yeah, or like minor. Yeah,
detuned Billy Joel.
Hang on, we're gonna find this
anyway,
dude.
Really fun times.
Love it. I mean, look, I guess we have to watch it, huh?
What?
This Billy Joel movie. Oh, yeah. Eventually,
I really want
out.
To. I don't have the desire to watch anything, and I would love to watch that.
Oh, here we go. Oh, no, that's Billie Jean. Sweet Caroline. Oh, here we go. No. This kid did Piano Man in a minor key. How about this?
That's not going to be funny. It'll be sad. If you don't like Billy Joel, you can go fuck yourself.
It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
That's too close.
Postal Service? Postal Service version?
All right, let's do some history roads. Huh?
Oh, dude, one more thing.
Okay.
One more thing.
Okay.
If I ask you to go to a certain time code in a podcast, can you do that? Could you pull that up on like a Spotify or something?
Yeah.
One of the wrestling podcasts that I listen to is My World with Jeff Jarrett.
Okay.
It's a Conrad Thompson podcast. He does a lot of great old school wrestling content.
My World.
Not a sponsor. It's called My World with Jeff Jarrett.
My World with Jeff Jarrett.
And
there it is. Okay.
Episode 45.
Okay.
This is within, I want you to know, I'm going to tell you to go to two places.
Okay.
This is within 2 minutes of each other.
Okay.
Go to 1930 first.
All right. Good year.
Please forgive us for playing a couple seconds of your podcast, but it blew my mind.
This is 1918.
One, and so the third one was, and we'll get into the third concession stand
brawl. Jeff Jarrett's an old wrestler.
But Conrad, the thing that more than anything, when I went back and dug into the research, shout out to Derek.
Okay, that's the first
no fucking way.
So that has to be in the soundboard, dude.
Shout out to Derek.
Shout out to Derek. He loves his researchers. So he was saying shout out to Derek. And I was like, that's amazing. And then, dude, 21-19.
He says, great job, my horn honk boys and girls.
That's a two honk boy.
That's a two honk boy.
Listen to 21-19.
Okay, 21-19. Damn, it won't let me get real close. Here's 21-07.
Back and go, okay.
Well, we got a couple seconds to.
In 92?
they're talking about what was going on wrestling
in WWF and WCW and Japan and Mexico and everything else. Anyway, it's fascinating to take a walk down this history lane.
So if we can get those two things in there, or at least run it through the lab, I think that would be great. Isn't that great? That happened within 2 minutes of each other.
Did it blow your mind?
Yes. And I listened to it a thousand times. How did
you react when you heard shout out to Derek?
I just wrote
it
down.
Put it right in your notes.
I said, watch this. Wow. I think I sent you.
So you sent me the full podcast.
But you could do the option where it's like start at.
Oh, time. So that's where it's at in the text? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realize. Yeah. Okay.
So it's.
Oh, man.
I have them written down. 1930 and 2119.
Absolutely going in the fucking soundboard. Dude, are you kidding me?
That's right. So this is the lab. We've put it through the lab.
You saw it. Yeah. It went through the lab.
I love it, man. Damn. I love that that happened. Damn. I don't know that I'd recommend the podcast for if you're super fucking dorky about wrestling. I was telling Steve today, part of like. My everyday process is like I'm making stuff all day, so I just listen to these old wrestling podcasts, like Something to Wrestle With. I listen to this Jeff Jarrett one, 83 Weeks with Eric Bischoff. I just started listening to this designer podcast that I can't remember the name of right now.
You were saying that. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, dude.
I like that. Utilizing that kind of podcast time to kind of like,
yeah.
It's your time.
What Happened When, Grillin' JR. Yeah. And then The Honest Designers is the design podcast that I've been listening to.
Fucking so tight, man.
I'd recommend all those if you're super dorky, either about wrestling or...
Or if you're horny at all.
Or if you're horny, they're good.
Yeah. All right. I found out long ago.
It's a long way down. I gotta tell you about another dorky thing I did. History rolls. History
rolls. Dude, we got an I'm female Steve.
Nice.
From Melissa.
Is there a number?
Let's find out. Yeah, there is a number.
Can you think of a question that you would ask?
Let's see. Let's see where the email goes. Because if they're close, then yes.
Yeah.
If not, then I got nothing. Hey, boyos. Hi, boyoyo. Boy oyoyos.
So far, so good.
Last episode, you talked about a gender-bent dynamic banter. Well, it was a couple episodes ago. Because this is...
Actually, and I'm right.
Well, yeah, and I'm right. You talked about a gender-bent dynamic banter and finding a she/her-born baby-born honking girl. Steve Zaragoza, and it's a me, Steve. Actually, my name is Melissa. Like Melissa, but make it Spanish. You can do it, Esteban. Si se puedo, mijo. Si se puede, sorry, mijo. Si se puedo.
Excuse.
And I got a leave-ay. Oh, and I got a leave-ay energy, but you get the idea. Okay. Melissa. I'm an actor/playwright from down the 405 in Orange County.
Yeah.
And spent my formative high school college years being influenced by Steve's humor. So for better or for worse, I've adopted some of that humor and his personality. My Steve still skills include epic belches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Being Mexican.
Number two.
And that's it. Hyperfixating on nerdy shit. Banter which may be described as dynamic.
Okay.
Obsession with funny sounds. And probably more.
Yeah. She sounds like she lines up a lot.
A note on the sounds thing. I have a chest full of funny instruments, including a children's xylophone and a horn. Both of which I love dearly and tried to use in as many of my projects and performances in drama school as possible. I also have over 30 skulls and skeletons in my room, which feels comparable to Steve's toys. Are these real skulls?
I've got a lot of...
human bones.
Don't get too close. I've got a lot of skeletons in my room.
So Some people have a lot of skeletons in their closet.
No.
I've got them everywhere.
They've spilled out of the closet. Now I don't go in my room.
I like how this person's like, I'm exactly like Steve. I have human bones all over my bedroom.
Yeah. That's great.
But she says it feels comparable to Steve's toys. Sure, I mean collectibles and life-size ET. Thank you. Anyway, my most Steve-esque pictures are attached. I hope I'm average funny looking enough to fit the bill. And my number's below in case you want to give me a call back. I applied to grad schools this year, so if you call, I'll probably answer thinking you're Brown or UCLA or something.
Oh, perfect.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, dude.
Let's just pretend we're Brown. Let's pretend we're Brown University. Hi, is this Miliza?
This is Steve Zaragoza from Brown.
From Brown University. Let's see how long we can pretend to be Brown University.
Dude, what a terrible thing.
Is it? We just want to say that you got in. To the Dynamic Banter! Beep, beep, beep.
You got in. Oh, did I say got in? I mean, got not.
Let's do it. I applied to grad school, so if you call, I'm gonna think it's that, or something which might be funny or just make me sad. Let's find out. Bye, boys. Miliza. Okay, and then here's her pictures. You want to see her pictures?
Yeah. What do you think so far?
Well, I haven't seen her pictures, but definitely she's got the attitude.
She's got the glasses.
She's got the glasses that are very, and she's got curly hair, which she didn't mention.
Yes. Good hat.
Big hat energy.
Yeah.
Big
dude,
hat.
If she had a beard, she would look like you.
There's her human skeletons that she loves so much. She's very like me. Definitely big Steve energy.
Yeah.
Let's get this girl and the Mike Falzone girl together.
We should see how loud she is.
Yeah, how loud are you?
Or if she picks up the phone, she's like, who's this?
Let's ask her how loud she is. Ooh, I know what we can ask her. First, we'll pretend we're Brown University. And then, hi, this is, what's a good name?
Hi, this is Brown University.
Hi, this is Christopher,
Robbins.
Hi, this is Don Gentons. Gentons? This is John Dentons from the Brown University admissions office.
Josh Denton.
This is Josh Denton's. This is Josh Denton. Yeah, Denton sounds less like a joke. Hi, this is Josh Denton from Brown University. Hang on, let me get a script. John Denton.
Josh.
This is Josh Denton.
Dr. Josh Denton.
This is Professor Josh Denton.
This is Adjunct Professor.
This is ASC, Professor Josh Denter. Professor Don Denter.
Hi, Professor John Denver.
Hi, this is Professor John Professor John Denter from the Brown University Admissions Office.
I'm just telling you to go fuck yourself.
I'm just telling you to go eat a big brown egg.
Anyway, gotcha.
Why don't you go suck a brown egg? Gotcha. Gotcha. Got him.
Got him. Boom goes the dynamite. Alright.
From Brown University. Brown, is it just Brown University admissions office?
Just say admissions.
Admissions. Hi, this is Professor Hi, this is Professor Josh Denter from Brown University Admissions.
Denton. Denton is strong.
Denton.
Strong.
Josh Denton. Professor Josh Denton. Hi, is this Melissa? Is this Miliza? I'm gonna say, is this Miliza?
Is this Miliza I'm speaking with?
Is this Miliza? Hi, is this Miliza? I gotta make my voice not me, though.
You have to do like a white guy mispronouncing the...
Hi. Hi, is this Miliza? This is Professor Josh Denton from Brown University Admission. Let's see, Ella. Let's see if we can do it.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. I love that they're listening to this after it happening.
Yeah, so
and
far. Know,
and they're hearing all the lead up.
This is Josh lead up.
Miliza? Is this Miliza?
Yeah, that's the one.
Miliza?
Just barely misspoken. Oh, fuck. Sorry, by the way. Sorry.
Hello, is this...
Hello.
Hi, is this Miliza?
Dear God. Yeah, it is.
This is Professor Josh Denton from Brown University's admission office, and we would like to speak to you about your admission.
Yeah, thanks. What's up?
You looks like you maybe you should go eat a brown egg. Maybe you should go maybe you should why don't you go run out and get a brown egg.
All right. You know what? That's a really good point. Thank you so much, Professor.
You're welcome. And then maybe you never get into our dang university too. How about that?
Well, goddamn.
She hung up. Fuck, dude, man. That's really good. That's good. That's good. She hung up. All right, let's call her back.
That's so funny, dude.
Maybe you're a brown egg. Maybe you should go to brown. Maybe you're brown.
Hey, it's me again, Josh.
Josh Denton. Hello.
Hi, Professor Josh Denton from Brown University. I feel like we got disconnected.
I'm so sorry. I have bad service here.
That's all right.
What's up, Professor? You said eggs?
I said that. No, sorry. That was weird. We got disconnections.
Tell her to suck a brown egg.
Hang on a second.
Got her.
Excuse me. I need to put you on hold. We're going to tell her she's going to go get a brown egg. She better go to the grocery store and get a brown egg.
Good.
Hi, this is Josh Denton, professor from Brown University. Why don't you go to...
I'm so sorry. Did your name change since the last time we spoke?
Denter?
Josh?
Josh Denton.
Can I call you Josh?
Doctor, professor, yeah.
Mr. Jensen.
Donkton. Donkton.
She's you.
That's my father.
All right. It's really Steve from Dynamic Banter with Mike Falzone.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. You said that you're the female Steve. We read your email on the History Road.
That's great.
So I have a couple of questions for you just to verify that maybe you are, in fact, the female Steve.
What's your credit card number?
What's your credit card number? Is your social security number like mine?
Do I have your address? Turn around.
Give me your credit card number with the code on the back.
Okay.
Yep, that's me. You are me for sure. Anyway, see you later. Good luck with those brown eggs. Good luck filling for brand getting in brand it. Good luck getting into that brown house.
Thank you so much.
Okay, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite? What is your name? Melissa? Melissa?
Melissa.
Melissa.
You are so close.
Melissa. Melissa. Melissa?
Our mom. Melissa.
Melissa. What's your favorite food?
Yeah, say it like your mom. Melissa.
Melissa, shut up. What's your favorite food?
Yours is probably Taco Bell or some shit.
Don't ask me what mine is. That's not what I asked you. I said, what's your favorite food?
King taco burritos, the carne asada with both salsas adentro and everything.
Ay, ay, ay. Damn, yes. She put a little salsito on it.
Both salsas, baby.
All right. Well, Mexican you're pretty pizza. Close, but I love breakfast more than anything. So,
Okay, but I do too. I just had it.
Oh, you do too? You do too? You do too now? What are you scared?
I had hash browns, bacon, a cheese.
Yeah, love bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? What a unique thing. Someone loves bacon. Where are you hiding the skulls? Where are you hiding the skulls, Melissa?
They're displayed. They're displayed.
Are they humans' remains in your home?
Well.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, Melissa, thank you for calling the show. We appreciate your history. Mike, do you have any questions for me?
No, that was great.
All right.
Great
job. We'll take care. Good luck to you. I hope you get into all the schools.
Yeah, did you get in yet?
Yeah.
I did get into a school, actually.
Which one? Not Brown.
I'm going to Illinois.
Oh, whoa. Congratulations.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Huh?
Are you excited?
Yeah. We're going for acting.
Acting.
Oh, nice.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks.
I hope you get on some show where you're the token Mexican lady and it's real funny.
And I hope to gatekeep you from everything I can. You and Mike.
Oh, please. Bring us along for the ride, will you?
No, I'm gatekeeping. You're not.
Why?
Oh, gatekeep. Why are you gatekeeping?
Why? This is your big break.
This is your big break.
She out again? She might be out. Damn, man. Damn, that was our shot. That was our shot at Hollywood.
Mama, Hollywood don't like me no more.
Melissa don't like me.
Ooh, we got a Cooper. I don't know if this is the Cooper, but Cooper sent someone named Cooper sent an email saying, "Congrats on 300 episodes."
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done it without you, Cooper.
No, we needed you the whole time.
Even at the beginning and through the middle.
Alex sends a History Road saying, "I'm a little poo baby." Hey, Mike and Steve, for about the last 3 months, three or so months, I have been on the hunt for a new job, applying to new positions like crazy, taking an interview or two every once in a while. You know, classic adult stuff, the grind.
Yeah,
About 2 weeks ago, I took an interview that I was pretty excited about. It paid well, and I would be able to work remotely. Fine. Very nice. Yes. What more can a guy ask for while working during a global panini? Whoa. Before the interview, I felt a bit nervous and was getting a little pit in my stomach. Like the kind you get before riding a roller coaster. Yeah, the little butterflies. But as the interview went on, the feeling went away. Good. That's called anxiety going away because you're comfortable. About 15 minutes pass, and that feeling starts to come back into my little belly. I try to think nothing of it and proceed with the rest of my interview. Everything's going well until I thought it was a good idea to let out a tiny fart. No way.
Until I thought it was a good idea. Everything was going well at the job interview until I thought it was okay to let out a tiny fart. Hey, if you're in a job interview and you think it's a good time to let out a tiny fart, it's not.
Dude, absolutely.
It's not okay.
Absolutely not okay.
That's a time.
Hold the fart.
It's not okay.
Even if it's a little one, dude. Because the last thing you want... Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something here, Alex. If I was interviewing you and I smelled a fart... Bye-bye.
Let me get the door for you.
And that's not okay.
Let me get the door for you and the window for me.
Yeah.
Also, never even come close to this building ever
again. You're disgusting. Don't fucking let a fart out in a job interview.
You're sitting across from your boss being like, I can be here. I can do a job. I can make you money. I'm going to be a good team player. I'm going to be fun to hang around with. I can get the job done. I'm responsible. Right. You can't even...
I want to see myself where you are.
I want to find your chair.
I want to find your chair.
In 5 years, I see myself farting that chair.
In Come five on, years, I see myself farting in your chair. Oh, that's good. Dude... Because also, like, what percentage of a little fart when your tummy's rumbly could be a bad news bears? Too much to do in a job interview. Could be poop, dude. Let me that's where this guy's going.
Could be poop. That's even a step further than you need to think about.
Right.
Could be poop.
It's
what
just
what
one
is
thumb.
It actually?
Right.
It's a fart.
You
and
decided.
That has no place in the interview process.
Because how comfortable do you have to be to fart, even a little fart?
You have
in
to be the guy
alone
in the other chair.
With someone.
You have to be the guy interviewing you. You're not the interviewee at that point.
Right.
Unless they're you don't get this
okay,
job.
Okay, but you want this job?
Fart three
how
times.
How bad do you want this job? Fart three times now.
I used to be able to ask you to blow me. Now I need you to fart three times.
I'll give you 5 seconds. We can't do the blowing anymore. It's an HR thing.
Fart three times.
We got to find our kicks somewhere else. I'm going to start the clock. You got 5 seconds. Fart three times.
Step on my balls and fart
three times. Big loud ones.
Two.
Three. Fart on my shoe. Get out of my face. Here's my shoe. Fart in my shoe. Make the third one into my shoe.
Dude, I had a friend who was like escort.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of her clients, she was like in Washington, D.C. or something like that. All of her clients were that. Like high-powered guys
need,
be
yeah.
like, cry on my tie.
Cry into my nipples. Get drip tears onto my nips.
And we ain't here to yuck anyone's yum.
I want you to suck my tears and spit them into my mouth. Suck them out of my eyes. How much money will that take? I can't come anymore until you feed me my own tears. Dude, if you were in a job interview And you were going for the job, okay? You're going for the job. You're the guy that wants to sit in that seat in 5 years. And you smell a fart. And it's not you, dude. Are you like, do you still want to work there? No. If that guy that he's interviewing let out a fart, no one can fart in a room of two people.
You're like, this is what the pilot episode to this job is like?
Yeah. Because that's like a power dynamic. Like? You're establishing a power dynamic that's too soon.
No, I don't want to. If I'm going for a job, I don't want to smell the inside of someone.
No.
Even if you have terrible offensive breath.
Right.
At a job interview, that's weird. I'm smelling your dirty inside air.
What if I don't want to smell your dirty inside air. No. Your DIA. Get your DIA out of here.
Suck my air and cry it into my mouth.
Suck out my laughs. While you punch me in the face.
5,000, 10,000. Like, whatever it takes.
Let me scream into your butthole while I jack off.
One scream.
One good scream. Why don't you come back to my place? I got one good scream in me. Okay, there's more to this story, but this guy shit himself in a job interview, dude.
No.
I don't know how real this is. I'm skeptical, but it says... As soon as I let out the little fart, I knew it was a mistake. 'Twas not a fart, but in fact a bit of poo.
Tell me there's a number. Tell me this guy's
no number.
Fuck.
Says no debate here. I shit my pants. Luckily, this was during the final minute of the interview, as I was asked if I had any questions. Yeah, just one.
Yeah, that's what happens. No matter how long you've been there, that's the last minute of the interview sure.
Dude.
That one sentence blows my mind. I thought it was okay.
It's an insane sentence.
Yeah.
Everything was going well until I thought it was a good idea to let out a tiny fart and try to relieve myself. So your belly was feeling so bubbly that you were like, I need relief right now. And the only way to do it is to fart in this room with one other person in it.
During a job interview.
During a job interview. Not just when you're like supposed to. A job interview is you promoting your brand.
This is my fakest
this
best
is
self.
Me. I'm a product.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yes. This is what you're getting.
You're seeing so many people today.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna stand out.
You're gonna stand out after you meet me.
I'm gonna stand out after I stand down.
I'm kind of nervous to stand up.
I'm gonna drop out while you stand up.
I want to be standing where you're sitting.
One day I want to be standing where you're sitting.
In 5 years I'm gonna shit my fucking pants.
In 5 years I hope I'm gonna be shitting my pants where you're standing. That's what I want. Absolute great, but best job interview. Yeah, you got the job. Oh. I love that he's like, he let out the fart during the do you have any questions.
Now does this job come with a sharding spot parking?
I live. Yeah, no, I'm a big reader. I read a lot of poops. Books. I read my poop. I poop my pants. I have a lot of pants. I have a lot of pants. Some are have poop and not the ones I'm not wearing.
These aren't a good example.
I brought my pants that have poop in them by accident to this job interview. Oh, damn.
I just came from another interview where they asked me to poop my pants.
The guy asked me, he told me he couldn't jack off unless I poop my pants. He says, I hit the interviewer promptly with a bunch of nopes, mm-hmms, and sounds goods just to try and end the Zoom call. Oh, it was a Zoom call. Oh, it was a Zoom call! Guys, and that's the show today. Thanks for listening to the show. What a great show.
Can I tell you something? If that email was more well written, this would have been a way less funny
and
episode.
Way shorter email. Yeah. We would have gone on to 3 more history roads.
Fuck, man.
I'm not even going to read the end of that email. I'm ending the show for real. Dude, thank you guys for sending in your history roads. We're on the search for the female versions of Mike Falzone and myself.
Please, 2 good candidates so far.
Great candidates so far. And if you guys want to send in your pitch for being the girl versions of us, please do so. Yeah. We have a lot of fun with those.
Bonus for video submissions.
Yeah.
Because then we could see mannerisms. We could see you saying the words. Mm-hmm. But good Steve.
Yeah.
Good
great fake Steve. Good Steve today. And a good Mike so far.
Good fake Mike.
Good contestant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Candidates.
Yes. Grace.
Grace. Grace and Melisa.
Dynamic banter with Grace and Melisa. Melisa's out.
You're out, Melisa. Sorry. It's got to be like Grace and Mel. Grace and Mel are going to get a bottle of fun. Grace and Mel are going to drink a bottle of fun. Guys, what a show. So much fun. Go see Mike do stuff with Olin.
Yeah, tonight at the Gramercy Theater, and then the rest of the days, I said, after that. And April 1st is the next Surrounded show at the world-famous Hollywood Improv. Late show and early show, April 1st. Come to that. It's boatloads of fun.
Mike, I'm going to miss you on your little tour, man.
It's going to be good. We're going to have a good long break.
Yeah.
And then podcast is going to be even better when we come back.
Yeah, and we got something real special planned for next week's episode.
Yeah.
Just a little tease.
Yeah.
That's all. But it's going to be it's going to be a special episode. A lot of people have been asking about it. And, you know, that's it. That's all I want to say. You want to say something about it? Or
I love you.
I love you guys. And we'll catch you next time on the show. All right?
Dude, can I sneak something in, dorky? Yeah. This is like dorky after hours.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Remember I was telling you about that wrestling video game? It has GM mode?
Yeah.
I took 4 pages of handwritten notes last night improve my show. I was talking to Matt, and I was like, it struck some kind of like weird, nerdy chord.
Yeah.
Like that I'm like doing math and trying to calculate.
Dude, that's legit. That's like exactly what Elden Ring is doing to people. It's making people take notes and write down shit because they don't really always give you all the info.
Yeah.
So you're like writing your own notes and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's so fun, man. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
That's like the old ARG Cloverfield days where you're like, let me take some notes here and see where we're
at. I like it because you got the thing on the screen and then you're holding like the controller.
Yeah.
So you're like kind of in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
you're
it's
making
like
it happen.
Like there's the tactile, like writing it down, like go back and checking the notes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we didn't sell out 3 weeks ago.
Let's find out
why was that?
How are you doing? Are you doing well?
I'm beating. It's like you beat one other brand in like fans and ratings and money.
Yeah.
And I'm in the lead right now. And it takes you through the whole year. I think I did like 40 or 50 weeks. So it's like, you do 3 TV shows and then there's a pay-per-view and 3 TV shows and pay-per-view.
Mm.
And then at the end of the year, it's WrestleMania. Mm. So I'm in the lead up to WrestleMania.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to get to WrestleMania.
Yeah. It's really funny because you put guys, this is so, you could turn off the podcast if you want. You put guys in a rivalry, right? Mm. Teams or solo people. Mm. And the highest the rivalry could get to is like 4 of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blow those off at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So it's like you settle a storyline at a pay-per-view.
Right.
And I would timed it out so perfectly for so long where it's like pay-per-view would start and then I'd start rivalries with guys. And by the time we get to the pay-per-view, you get the most money if the matches are good. So all those like 4 of 4 matches, like, that's fucking awesome. Now I'm arguably the most important pay-per-view of all time.
What the fuck?
And none of the guys really have a problem with anyone.
Oh no! So you haven't really.
So I'm like, no one's gonna care about WrestleMania.
Right. So you didn't plan it right perfectly for
not
the WrestleMania
this last time
thing.
For some reason.
Does it make you feel? Because I remember you said last time there. you're not sure if there would be replayability in the game.
Yeah.
But do you think that because of this aspect of it, you could go back through and
Dude,
try
I
again?
Haven't even, this is like, there is, you can make your own guy
yeah.
and go through your own like written storyline that they have you and like play all the matches.
Yeah.
Haven't opened that.
Damn.
There's like a showcase mode where you play Rey Mysterio's entire career. Haven't opened that.
That's cool.
I've played like two simulation matches just to like see how it looks.
Yeah.
So there's all those matches that are just like exhibition that you could set up that I haven't done.
Right.
There's like my universe mode where it's like you play you. Yeah, it's another thing that's like playing with action figures, but you know, do all the, you play all the TV matches.
Yeah.
Haven't opened that.
Damn.
There's so this much. My faction mode where it's like you make a team of people like the NWO. Haven't opened that. So,
dude, that's awesome.
And
there's
I've been playing this stupid GM mode for like hours.
Yeah.
Because you could book a whole year of things and then be like, but I feel like playing this match.
Can those carry over to the other modes, like your characters and stuff? Or are you
creating
new stuff?
I think you could create
stuff?
People and put them in the GM
dude,
mode.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about putting Wrestling Fred in there? Have you
Not
ever done
this
that?
Moment. Well, Wrestling Fred's thing is that he loses.
Yeah.
He's never won. So it's hard to be like, this person's entertaining
right,
because
right.
they have a good personality.
Right. Couldn't you throw him into like a random match?
Yes. Dude, the funniest thing
the
with
foul?
The. Yes, yeah. absolutely. The funniest thing about the GM mode is like, they have all these free agents, which are real people who are like in between jobs. And then they have like all these made up, like jobber
yeah,
free
yeah,
agents.
Yeah.
Like people that they would. Like from Poughkeepsie, New York.
That
like,
they just
hey, you're
in.
Strong, right?
Right, right. yeah. You're gonna lose in this match.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So it's so fucking funny.
That's cool, man. Yeah. I like that you're having fun with that. That's
great. It's really fun.
It's funny because, like, you know, we had our whole Fortnite thing.
Yeah.
Where it was like Fortnite, and now there's like this wrestling game and this Elden Ring game.
Yeah.
And we're kind of off doing that while Fortnite's kind of just simmering.
Yeah.
It'll be back. I mean, we'll go back. I'll always go back to Fortnite.
Dude, first, I don't know when Fortnite came out, but I played it when it came out, and then I didn't play it until, like, we played
But
it.
You came back.
Yeah, I've come back to Fortnite, like, three different times since it's been out.
There's a new season about to start. Like, at this time is when you're kind of getting the fatigue of the current season, and
sure.
you're like, I'm kind of done now. Yeah. I got everything I needed to get, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But this new season's about to start, and they're going to keep it. They're going to refresh everything.
Nice.
So we're going to jump back in probably and check out what that's all about real
Horny.
Soon. But
let me know
anyway.
When they put a GM mode
in. Damn. I bet there is one, dude. In the creative mode on Fortnite, there's like high school, like live in a high school universe where you like have classes and then you have
what?
A job after your classes.
What
shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, dude. It's really fun. It's
what does
stupid.
That mean?
Well, people make games in the creative mode of Fortnite.
Uh-huh.
So you can make like anything you want in there, which is why I'm feeling like something like that mode in the wrestling game probably exists in Fortnite.
Wow. That's
but
crazy.
Yeah, the high school thing, we tried it just as a joke because it was like high school Fortnite or something. We're like, what the fuck is this?
Uh-huh.
And it was like you got assigned classes and you had to go to a class and then you had to do all these tasks in that class, like cooking and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd like graduate eventually and you'd
oh,
have a job.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Like the Sims.
Like the Sims.
But with a, you have a pickaxe.
And you could be Chewbacca. So tell me what's better than that. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening to this extra nerdy outro.
Dude. Yeah. Bonus edition.
What a fun one, man. That fucking email.
Yeah.
The guy going, I farted in this job interview. And then at the very end, it was just, Zoom.
Just
call.
So you know, there's no stakes.
By the way, zero stakes.
Thank you for leaving that towards the end.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well,
Good episode, man. Come see me live. We're struggling.
Please go, goddammit.
We're out in the cold.
Help your boy out.
No, it's fun. Love
Don't
you
leave
guys.
Your boys out in the cold. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.